This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, good morning.
Good morning.
Last week we were talking about single parents and I guess some financial, understanding their issues is what you said. We need to understand the issues of single parents. You also suggested that from a single parent's point of view, they need to not be afraid to ask for help from someone who's not in a single parent situation. They need to be attuned to the single parent to see where they can help. What are some steps? What are some practical things that can take place to help the single parent in financial issues?
Well, individually, there's not a lot we can do, but collectively we can. And one of the things is actually thinking creatively about actually your situation. Now, if it's housing, for example, why not combine resources? Now, there'd have to be some sort of compatibility test before you actually decided to go down that road. But it's a bit foreign to Western culture, but a lot of other cultures actually combine resources. And in this book, Financing the Single Parent, it actually gave some examples of that, where they combine resources. They two single parent families, females, actually were living together.
And
they were able to then, you know, one was studying, so the other one would look after the children. So I think we need to think, you know, creatively about what we do and think differently about the solutions. And also, that goes with cars and things like that as well. So if we look at the ABS stats, 87% of one-parent families are headed by mothers. So repairing cars is a constant fear and usually a huge budget buster. So they don't often recognise the problems and at a loss to actually where to take their cars to get fixed. So I'll just give you an example of a solution. So what happened in this community that I read about is that this gentleman, he was a car mechanic, he saw that there was a need for single parents, and he started out with helping out a couple of single parents, and then he got other people involved. And the other thing is with the single parents, what was usually happening is the car repairs, because they had been so long before they were attended to, got into a lot bigger problem than what it actually should have been had it been recognised earlier. So then they actually put these cars on a maintenance program, and there ended up being 200 people, 200 single parents involved in this program.
Oh my goodness.
And it would, it's not only in the church community, certainly it started there, but it was able to be offered to the wider community. Now you imagine what kind of impact that would have in our local community, where they feel that they, because I mean cars are, they're pretty, I mean I know as a female, like knowing where to take your car to get repaired, can you trust this person, that sort of thing. So and being in the maintenance program meant that they could actually fix the problems before they became too major and too costly as well. And you know, you want a safe, reliable car. You know, we all, you know, most of us need one.
It's a win-win too. Not only do the single parent in the situation win, but also the business who comes up with this great idea. They're helping someone out, and they obviously do okay with it too. They've got this regular business that's coming in from regular maintenance of these 200 vehicles, as an example. I mean, there's lots of initiatives that could be taken here in the community by business owners and so forth.
I think, and too, what I actually failed to mention there was actually that this the repair bill was actually paid by the community fund that was actually organising this.
That's great.
And the single parents only paid what the financial counsellor said they could afford in their budget.
Mm.
So
yeah,
they still had to contribute some.
Yeah.
But only what they could afford, and then the rest of the bill was actually picked up. And I think this is actually genuine help, so we can actually really show you know, love. That's an extension of love.
Yeah.
So the total cost of your transportation wouldn't really want to be more than, say, 16% of your budget. So that's your total transportation cost. So you're talking about petrol, you know, registration, insurance,
wow,
that sort of thing.
So 16%.
Yeah, about 16%. So just look at that. And this is where your new cars, old cars come in. And often it's probably more costly to buy a new car than it is to repair your old one. Because what you've got to think of the new car is actually, can you afford the debt?
Mm.
You know, and there has been cases where I've known of people who have had to actually sell the car to get rid of the debt, but they've still got the debt, and then they've had to buy another car anyhow. So, if at all possible, you know, don't get yourself in that position.
Mm. I like what you're saying. Don't necessarily go with the status quo. Think outside the box. Combine resources. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.